Jesus says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. Jesus, of course, was talking about money first and foremost when he said that. But his words can also be applied to other things. No one can serve God and something else at the same time. But as a Christian, we certainly want to serve God. We know what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And moved by that love, we love God in return. The love of God moves us to do what God wants us to do. The love of God moves us to want to be wholly devoted to Him. The love of God moves us so that we want God to be our master, and that we want to serve God with our whole heart. We want to love Him with all of our strength, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength, and also to love our neighbor as ourself. All of this comes as a reaction of gratitude to Jesus Christ. We do these things because He has first forgiven us. And yet, Christians, we know that there is something lurking within. The desire to serve God is certainly there, but so is the desire to not serve God. The desire to do what God wants us to do is there, but so is the desire to do what God does not want. There is this conflict within us. A war between the flesh and the spirit, a war between the old man and the new man. As Paul puts it in our epistle reading for today, we have this desire to serve two masters. Part of me wants to serve the law of God, but part of me wants to serve the law of sin. And I can only have one master. But look at what Paul says in our reading. He says in verse 15, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." And what Christian is there that has not experienced this? I mean, I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to keep the commandments. I want to please Him. But suddenly I get caught up in the moment, and I fall into a sin like anger or lust or whatever it may be. And when that moment passes, when I come back to myself, I look back at what I did, and I'm disgusted. Especially if it's a sin that I know that I'm prone to commit. I end up doing the very thing I hate. Now, of course, the world's reaction to this might be, well, nobody's perfect, right? We all mess up. No one gets it right all of the time. It's okay to make a mistake here or there. Just get right back up and get back to it. Sounds reasonable enough, doesn't it? I mean, it gives me an excuse for the things that I did. They really weren't that bad because I'm not perfect. So I don't have to feel that bad about it after all. But ask yourself as a Christian, is that good enough? To say that everybody just messes up, to just do your best, and that will be good enough. Is God only worth good enough? Does He only deserve what is good enough? Jesus suffered for me. Jesus died for me. Jesus rose again for me, even while I was still his enemy. And all I can give back to him is a half-hearted, good enough. May it never be, Christians. I know that what I did wasn't perfect, and that's exactly the problem. But someone might say, well, that's just being unrealistic. That's setting too high of a standard. It's an impossible goal. You need to lower your expectations. You need to make your goals more attainable, and then there won't be a conflict, right? Then you won't feel so bad. In other words, the problem isn't you. The problem is the law. But what does Paul say? He says in verse 16, now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. In other words, the problem is not the law. The problem is not the standard. The law of God is good and righteous and holy, as Paul says in another place. And my reaction to the things that I did, my disgust with myself, shows that I know that this is true. Because if I do something I don't want to do, if I look back at what I've done and I'm saddened by it, I recognize that I have fallen short. I recognize that I have not lived up to what I am called to be in Jesus Christ. Because if I were setting up some kind of false standard, some other thing, that would make me feel irritated, right? I would be angry with myself that I haven't done these things the way that I want, that I should do more, that I should be more, and so forth. And I'll feel irritated with the things that I've done. But I'll never feel ashamed of myself. And that's the difference. Falling short of God's law will leave me feeling ashamed. Ashamed of what I've done. Ashamed that I failed by doing the very thing that I hate. And when I feel shame over the things that I have done, I recognize that the law is good and righteous and holy, and that I am not. So why then do I do these things? Because there is an enemy lurking within me. Paul says in verse 17, so now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Notice how Paul describes sin all throughout this reading. Something that dwells within, something that is at hand, something that is a law, something that is taking captive. In other words, sin is not just mistakes that I make here or there. Sin is not just some kind of imperfection in my nature. Sin is a thing which is striving against me, a thing which seeks to make me its own. Sin wants to be my master. Sin wants me to serve it. And my flesh, my old sinful nature, is only all too happy to do so. Now, if I didn't have faith in God, there wouldn't be a conflict. Then I would serve sin with all of my strength and mind and body and soul, and there'd be no problem at all. But when I come to faith, then the conflict begins. Sin tries to regain the mastery over me, leading me to stumble and to fall, especially when I'm not paying attention. But remember, Jesus says we cannot serve two masters. We will hate the one and love the other. We can only truly serve one. And yet here we are, caught between two masters, both of whom are laying claim on me. Will I serve sin and silence my conscience, end the conflict by turning away from God? May that never happen. May I never leave the God I love. He is my master. He is my Lord. I want to serve him. And yet I stumble again, falling into the very sin I hate. Sin keeps calling me back, calling me to turn away from the Lord. And so I get back up, seek after God's face, only to stumble once more. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus will end the conflict. Jesus will set us free. Jesus will deliver us from this body of death. And he does it in three ways, Christians. First of all, he does it because he's already broken the power of sin. Jesus died and rose again so that sin no longer has dominion over me. I am no longer ruled as I once was when I had no faith. I now have a new master in God. Yes, sin tries to call me back. Sin tries to pull me away, but I have been delivered. It can no longer rule me as it once did. Jesus delivered me from the body of death. And second, Jesus gives me the Holy Spirit, who is at work within me right now. The Spirit who is changing me, who is sanctifying me, who is making me new, so that I am being set free from the power of sin each and every day. Yes, I still struggle. Yes, I still have to grow in my sanctification. That much is true. But the Spirit is still at work. The Spirit is still changing me, so that now I am no longer ruled by the flesh, but by the Spirit. I am being delivered from this body of death. And third and finally, Jesus will finally, fully deliver me, either when I die or when he returns on the last day. Because when I die, I will put off this flesh. I will finally be separated from this old sinful nature which has held me back, and that desire to sin will be gone forever. And if Jesus returns first, he will change me. He will purify me from within so that desire will be taken away. And if I have already died, he will raise me in that new and glorious body, so that I will enter into glory with a purified flesh, one that will never desire sin again. And then I will stand before him in righteousness and in purity forever, delivered once and for all from this body of death. Until then, Christians, our struggle will go on. There will still be a conflict within us, but Jesus will bring it to an end. And knowing that enables me to fight the good fight. Knowing that enables me to run the race that has been set before me. Knowing that when we do stumble, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who forgives us our sins. And we can know that the Spirit is at work within us, making us into his own forever. I can fight against myself because God has made me his own. Let us pray. Almighty God, who has forgiven us our sins through your Son, lead us ever to yourself so that we may serve you in all things. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.